All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're back here on the second guest show. Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. That voice you just heard, he ended up winning $3,500 right in front of us just a few minutes ago. So congratulations. We appreciate you guys coming each and every week, and glad you were able to cash in today. Bob, we'll deviate just for a few moments about LSU. What was talked about last night, Brian Kelly confirmed, star linebacker Harold Perkins is going to miss the rest of the season with a knee injury, looks like an ACL tear. Just the way he landed, hit that awkwardness in his body motion, I knew that wasn't good. And so now they've lost their top run defender in the middle in Jacobian Guillory.
Well, they're two best defensive players.
And now with Harold Perkins, Braden Swenson has really come through
big time.
And he won the defensive lineman of the week in the SEC. Garrett Nussmeier, again, continues to put up huge numbers. He was the offensive player of the week in the SEC. But losing Harold Perkins on a defense that don't have a lot of playmakers to begin with, especially in the secondary, you got to get as much pressure as you can on a quarterback. The UCLA quarterback, Bob, when he had time, he sort of shredded that little shoe for a half.
Well, especially in the half. Yeah, if you look at it, Ethan Garber, he threw for 198 yards, two touchdowns before halftime. And then he had 83 yards and interception in the second half. And then LSU also held UCLA to 14 yards rushing. I don't know, Mike, how can you play four quarters and get off to a faster start? It's like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. I know when you're going to play a team like Ole Miss, Alabama, or even I look at Oklahoma, you're going to have to play four quarters. But, Mike, I'm concerned with the defense. And, can they get going from the get-go? But if you look at it, LSU's defense, they gave up 206 yards and 17 points to UCLA in the first half. And UCLA's not good. And they allowed the Bruins now to gain only 89 yards across the third and fourth quarters. But if you look at one guy, and you mentioned who's getting it done, is Swenson. Mike, I think Arden Key got the sack record for LSU. Mike, I want to say he's on pace to be like high teens or low 20s right now. He's tallied five sacks and two forced fumbles across the last two games. And, you know, look at last season, how he's matured and developed. He only recorded two sacks and two forced fumbles. So that's a guy, Mike, we need to keep an eye on. And it's definitely going to continue. It needs to have a continuous, impact where he is. Now, I'm the top defensive player here. And to be disruptive,
so they
still have South Alabama, yeah. But October the 12th, that's not too far from now when they're going to play Ole Miss.
It's funny, before the season, he was one of the guys that Pete Jenkins mentioned, I think he'll have a breakout year. So far this year, Braden Swenson, he's totaled 16 total tackles, six tackles for losses, five quarterback sacks, and two forced fumbles. Man, he's put up some pretty good numbers for a guy. A lot of LSU fans, if you'd have told them before the season, man, let me tell you who's going to be their top edge guy, Braden Swenson. They were, what? Who's Braden Swenson?
Yeah, they said, who's that? They'd have been considering, like I said, last season and the whole season, he only had two sacks and two forced fumbles. So, no, it's how you develop and you continue growing. So, Mike, you talk about continuing to grow and contribute. How about Aaron Anderson?
Yep.
Transferred to LSU from Alabama last season. The five-star prospect. Isn't that Ednacar?
Ednacar.
Yep. And look
started at Alabama.
Man, Mike, LSU's top receiver in total yards right now with 223. And he kept up with the production. Six catches, 75 yards. So that right there, when I look at the weapons and what they have and what it might take to beat like an Ole Miss or Alabama, you might have to be in a shootout where Nussmeier is truly clicking and the receivers are clicking, everyone's contributing. But I thought, you know, how you handle adversity because, I don't know, look at halftime. It was like UCLA was, and they're not very good, like I said, but all of a sudden they fired up. And they go, but then I thought this is significant. I know as a quarterback, to be able to be in the huddle and lead a team on significant long drives, not half the field or three quarters, but Mike Nussmeier led drives of 96 and 92 yards to break the tie. So when you look at that, we got the right quarterback. We have the right quarterback now. Until our defense gets better,
Bob, the secondary. That to me is major question mark across the board, especially at corner.
Well, they can still get up too many big plays. You know, when you change a possession and is in balance, they can't get off the field at time. Now, in the second half, it was a different story, but to me, that's too much. You know, people might be because the future quarterback, it's always people want to look at the future instead of the now. Who's the five-star stud quarterback we got coming to LSU?
Michigan.
Yeah. What's his name, Charlie?
Bryce Underwood.
Okay, Underwood. Okay. Let Nussmeier transfer. What are you talking about?
What?
Nussmeier's been doing awesome. I know you might want him to run a little more now and then, but Nussmeier completed 73% of his throws, 32 of 44, 352 yards, three touchdowns. No, but you see that dime he dropped along the sideline? They got the right quarterback. We just have to have more of an impact, to me, on defense. And, Mike, you know, we used to be DBU. I think we wide receiver you now.
Oh, there ain't no question you're wide receiver.
We more like DB Poo. I mean, because considering.
You always had good corners. You can't say that about this team. They get lost in coverage. They get swung around. They bite on an initial move. Now, you're having to play a lot of younger guys, and you're going to go through the growing pains. But where Brian Kelly has missed. He's missed big in the secondary, in the transfer portal.
Yeah. I'd say maybe more depth there, Mike, and also the interior defensive line.
Because
we didn't pay enough.
At least they've been solid. They haven't been great
right.
In the defensive line.
Because the linemen they won, the one went to Oklahoma, one went to Miami.
Miami or Florida, yeah.
You know, and stuff. So, but the one guy who stepped up, Mike, and I don't know, when you're the best of the best, Mason Taylor, the tight end, when you're setting records,
good.
A team high, eight catches, 77 yards. We're going to need that going forward. He's now LSU's all-time leader in receiving yards for the tight end. After the game is all said and done, he has 999 career receiving yards. So I like his stock. I like that gene pool.
Bob, I say this a few times, and it's true. I think it was Wednesday I brought up the fact about Caden Durham and how fast he is. Well, they got one guy, he texted me, Mike, he don't look fast to me. All I know is they put out that little swing pass.
Yeah, look what he did on that play.
he outran the angle. Oh, you thought you had an angle on him, and he outran that angle.
Sometimes Alvin Kamara's like that, where like the Matrix, he's moving faster than you think.
Yeah, and so TV doesn't do you justice, but I know every once in a while they got sales on TV.
But you know, as we go to the break, Mike, you know who's fast and looks fast? Saquon Barkley. I know that.
And he's not a 200-pound guy.
Right.
He's a two, and the second number's a two also.
Yeah, 220.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.